We're talking synchronicity. Chris Mackey is in the studio with us. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy. Very well, thanks.
Lovely to have you with us in the studio. Now, you caught up with a friend of ours, Kylie, who's going to join us in a moment very recently, and she had a couple of really great synchronicity stories. Do you find that people just, when they see you, they just want to tell you about stuff?
Look, it certainly happens more these days, and that's one of the things I love about this radio segment, Talking Synchronicity, because it means that people can tell these stories that otherwise they might thought, hey, this might seem a bit weird, people mightn't believe me, but many people have these stories, and I think Kylie's got a great couple.
Hello, Kylie. Welcome to the catch-up.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Rox. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Kylie. So lovely to have you on. Now, please tell us these stories.
Okay, so I think you're right about just wanting to tell Chris things, but I never intended that it would end up on the radio, but still it is lovely to join you
well,
guys.
Well, thank you for that, Kylie.
You're welcome. So it's really, this one, well, both of these stories really relate more to my dad. The first one was one morning, my dad sort of shot up in bed and Mum asked him what was wrong and he said that he felt that there was something wrong with his mum, my nana. She was in her 70s and had been healthy and nothing wrong. But we found out that she had been rushed to hospital with a medical emergency, a burst hernia, and unfortunately she passed away. But Dad had just a really strong feeling that something was wrong. And as I say, it was very much out of the blue with no indication that anything at all was wrong. So that obviously was something going on there that, you know, as you say, you know, beyond a coincidence, I think was how you described it. So,
and it really suggests that close connection, doesn't it, between your dad and his mum?
Yeah, look, definitely. I think he did. They came out from Germany after the war. Nan had been in a prisoner of war camp and she was a very strong character. And Dad and his little brother, they sort of came out on the ship altogether. And so there was a really tight bond. So I don't know whether that has anything to do with it or
It seems to me that kind of thing does happen more, Kylie, when people do have a close connection. And your dad also seemed to show, an intuitive connection with you, I believe, in the naming of your daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. So this one is probably obviously a bit more lighthearted, but it did sort of give us pause to sort of wonder how he did this. But I was pregnant at the time with my first daughter, so it was about my eldest about 16 years ago. I was sitting around the table with my mum and a couple of my sisters and nieces and nephews, and everyone was trying to guess what gender the baby was and what we might name the baby. We had not told anyone that we found out the gender and we hadn't told anyone our names that we'd chosen. And my mum just laughed. She said, "Don't worry about it. Dad already knows." He showed up in bed the other morning, again, similar thing, and said, "I just had a dream that Kylie came to the front door and she handed me a baby girl and said, this is your granddaughter, Ruby Violet."
And they're not super common names either, are they, really?
No, they're not. So just Violet was what my grandmother was known as on Mum's side. That was in the family, but to put them together. But I just laughed and carried on and didn't let on to anyone. And then when everyone left, I said, "Mum, we're going to have to tell you we found out it is a girl and we are going to name her Ruby Violet."
That's amazing. Oh, because I know your daughter's name's Ruby, and then just to, that is incredible. So your dad still with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he is. So hasn't done anything sort of, they're the two standout examples that I can sort of think of that just sort of came to mind when Chris and I were having a chat the other day. So, but the name one was pretty bizarre because I was trying to just carry on as if nothing, you know, was out of the ordinary. But in my mind, I was thinking, how has he done this?
Well, they're great examples, Kylie. I think your dad's got a gift of deep intuition.
Yeah, he must.
All right, Kylie. Look, thank you for your call and your stories. And, of course, next time your dad sits bolt upright in bed, we need all to listen to him.
Yes, whatever he says.
That's what I numbered next.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice. Thank you, Kylie, for the story.
Thank you, Kylie. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
It is The Catch-Up with Daryl and Rox and Chris Mackey talking synchronicity. Now, we do have another caller, and I believe Sarah's on the line. Are you still there, Sarah?
Yeah, I am. That's an absolutely beautiful story about her daughter. I loved it.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Sarah? So, Sarah, do you have a story of synchronicity for us as well? We didn't have a lot of time to talk before we put you on air, so...
Yeah, I do. It's only a very simple one, nothing like those beautiful stories.
Sure, great.
But I tend to find every time I seem to look at a clock and it's around the same time, it's always 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 12:34.
Yeah, that's funny because that happened to Daryl a lot.
Yeah, I used to see a particular sequence of numbers all the time on clocks, and it's sort of weird because you go, am I looking at the clock to see this? Because, I mean, literally you've got 60 seconds to see that on any sort of digital clock. So how long has this been going on for you, Sarah?
Oh, I'd be saying a good 10 years this has happened,
Look, it's an interesting thing. Actually, one of the most common combinations people come up with is 11:11. And I have a couple of friends who've found that. And look, I think I can say with my friend Angie, where we have the television show Destination Happiness that hopefully will get going again not too far off this year. But Angie often sees 11:11. And it was only when I was involved in the show with Angie that I started seeing 11:11 everywhere. But for some people, I think that's one of the early signs that gets them more interested in synchronicity, and things can happen like half a dozen times in amazing situations that it's more than just once looking at a clock with a certain series of numbers. It could be just really remarkably against the odds, and that does lead a number of people to then be more open and curious and wonder where there might be something more behind what we see more obviously in the world.
Beautiful. So do we know what it's necessarily linked to, or...
Well, we don't really, but it's a funny thing, isn't it? Because you go, it's been going on for you for 10 years, so it's certainly more than a random situation or a chance.
It is seriously,
I think it does suggest some kind of pattern or order in the universe. That's generally one way that I would put it. I think it reflects some kind of higher consciousness of some sort. But often when people experience synchronicity, often it's a positive sign, which we sometimes refer to as a tick from the universe. Often it means that you're on the right track.
Aww.
So maybe save those numbers, Sarah, and maybe put them into some sort of lottery or something like that. So what were those numbers again?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, probably not going to work for the lotto, but anyway. Sarah, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Well, synchronicity. Hello, it's Bay 93.9. Who have we got on the line?
Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for calling, Jeremy.
Have you got a story on synchronicity for us?
I have a wonderful story this weekend.
Okay.
Great.
Maybe we can hang on to Jeremy and we'll come back and hear his story.
Yeah, all right. We'll see what Jeremy's got to say shortly. It is the catch-up here at Bay 93.9. Chris Mackey's still in the studio with us. We're talking synchronicity. We've had a couple of calls. Jeremy's on the line. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Now, Jeremy, tell us what your synchronicity story is.
Well, it happened this weekend. A very wonderful friend of mine passed away in 2011, and he was a businessman with a product.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I spoke to his customer from who he was customer for a long, 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 long time in California.
Yes.
And she said, I need his product. And I said, well, look, I've got to do this and this and this. I'll organise it. And it cost me a bit of money. And I did it on Monday. I spoke to her Sunday. I did it on Monday.
Right.
Tuesday morning, a customer of mine who I haven't heard from for 10 years, who's overseas, placed a big order which covered the cost of the day order the day before.
Ah.
Right, terrific.
There you go. So, I love that.
So those ones are the ones where we almost have to put our trust in the universe that things will work out. And in your case, it did with some very far back connections.
Can we talk about guides?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we're learning that we have guides.
Yeah, people sometimes talk of spirit guides, don't they?
Yeah.
And people sometimes say like a particular animal might symbolise their spirit guide or whatever. Many indigenous cultures have that view as just a very normal view, but many other people do as well.
So, Jeremy, do you think you have a guide out there?
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jeremy. I absolutely think that there's.
I think mine might have a drinking problem, but just on occasion. So I don't know if I'm being guided in the right direction.
But one of the great things is that's uncanny timing where things fall into place. That's one of those things I call a free kick from the universe, and it's wonderful to take that on board and feel grateful for it and appreciate it because it can give you a little bit of a boost. And it does sometimes seems that sometimes it seems it's more than chance.
There are no coincidences.
Fantastic,
Jeremy. Thanks for your story. Good to hear from
you. Thanks very much, Jeremy.
It is Synchronicity. We are running out of time, which has been great today. We've had a couple of very good stories. Some are fairly simple, like the clock, but if...
I love that one of Jeremy's because it sort of it reminds me recently, because I run my own business, I lost a very small little contract. And I was like, oh, that's disappointing. You know, it'd be nice. Hopefully something will replace that. And bim, bam, boom, the next day something else came in. And it just, but it was odd how it happened. And I love that how
it gives you a boost, doesn't it?
It does.
Gives you more energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're out of time. Chris Mackie, as always, an absolute pleasure. And we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks with more Synchronicity.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.
It is The Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9.